Hey, could you guys come pick me up? I'm at hospital. I think in. Also, if you could call my brother and let him know that I'm okay now. Also, if you can make sure that nobody in the hospital gets hurt. I think you know why. Hey Dad, it's Summer. I owe you and Sam a huge, huge apology. I'm still at hospital if you guys want to come visit me, but I want to retract my statement. I think I was very, very confused. I found out I had COVID, which I didn't know. Basically, I changed my mind, and I'm so sorry that I accused you guys of doing something to me. I was just so confused, but if you want to come visit me and talk more, you're more than welcome to. I'm still at hospital, but I just want to say I regret what I said, and I'm sorry, and I still love you guys. This is Summer, by the way, Pelkey. Thank you. I'll be at hospital if you want to see me or if you want to call me. I have your number now, so yeah, I just wanted to say I'm truly sorry, and I changed my mind, and I want to take back that statement. I was very confused. So thank you for listening, Jet, and I still really love you. Goodbye. Hey, thanks for not picking up. Please don't pick up any of my calls, no matter what I say. I just realized maybe a reason you don't want me to come back on the show is because you think I'm not stable enough. But I can promise you that I feel the most stable that I've ever felt in my entire life right now. I know there's no way I can prove that to you, but listen to me if you can. And please let the entire staff listen to my messages. No matter, I won't be mad if you don't let me back on the show, but if you let me back, I'm not going to be a liability. I'll literally do whatever. I know you can't believe me. I would take a lie detector test. I hear that that's something that liars say a lot, though, on YouTube. So nothing I say can prove it to you. But in a perfect world, and this isn't what my family wants, by the way. My brother and my roommate are really against it, but I don't care. In a perfect world, if I could have whatever I wanted, I would come back as a freeloader, and I would prove that I'm okay to everybody again. And I would prove that I'm stable. And that's truly, genuinely, from the bottom of my heart, what I want more than anything else. Okay, so this is going to be the last message I leave today. But please listen a few times if you have to. I'm not begging, but in a perfect world, if I could have whatever I wanted, I would come back to the show. I was the happiest I've ever been in my life on this show. I know you can't believe me. But listen to my messages. All of the staff, all of you listen to them. Do I sound like someone who's insane? I mean, maybe anxious, maybe scared, but I don't think I sound like I'm insane. And I don't believe that you guys think I'm insane either. So, all I'm saying is, I'm ill, but I think the only mental illness I have, I was diagnosed with depression, anxiety, borderline personality disorder, an eating disorder. I think in here I found out I'm pretty sure I must have bipolar, which I didn't know before, but I'm pretty sure that everything has confirmed that. Have you ever heard of age regression? I'm pretty sure I have that, which could explain the way I was acting. The PTSD and the age regression could explain how I was acting in the hospital. I get embarrassed to say that because a lot of people don't believe me if I say I have it. I know you think it could be a liability, but I could reassure my friends that it's okay that I go on the show. I'm a really good actor, okay? Like, I could do it. Unless you don't want me to act, in which case I won't, but more than anything else in my life, all I want to do is be on the show, even if I don't win anything. And after that, I'm yours. So don't worry about what my family is saying. My mom doesn't care. My dad certainly doesn't. The only person in my family who cares is my brother, and I can convince him that I'm okay. And Remy, those are the only two people we have to. Also, please delete these messages after you are listening. More than anything in the world, I want to be back on the show, and after that, I will accept my consequences. I believe in God now. That's why I'm not scared right now. I hope you guys can contact me somehow, because if not, I mean, either way, I know, so. I think the easiest way would be to let me back on the show so I could prove that everything's okay. Listen, this doesn't make sense. Why isn't one of your guys here? If I'm in a crisis, like you're trying to convince me, why wouldn't you come? Just come. Please. I still haven't called anyone else that I want to, but I'm scared. If I have a reason to be scared, then tell me before I call them. I'm trying to protect you. I know you don't believe me, whatever. I don't care. One of you needs to come to hospital and talk to me, no matter what the truth is. No matter what, okay? There's no lawyer who's telling you not to pick up the phone. There's not. You guys don't have a legal team. Okay? Jenny told me that, basically. Don't get Jenny in trouble. Just listen. Look at everything. What are you gonna do? Are you gonna answer me? Are you gonna show up? Or are you gonna let me tell someone? I don't want to tell someone. It's 10:36. I first called you at what? How long have I been doing this? It doesn't make sense. Even if I was stupid. I kinda am. Please. I love you guys. Especially you, Jet. I love you. Take that how you will. I don't mean it in a creepy way, but. Hey, Jet Neptune. This is Summer Pelkey from Fish Tank. I just wanted to call and apologize, not only to you, but to sincerely apologize to Jason Goldstriker. I am a narcissist, and I was having a severe lack of sleep. I only slept 6 hours, and because of it, I acted crazy. I had a delusion, and now that I'm kind of got some sleep, I'm blinking out of it. I can see that it was not okay. Nothing about how I was on the show was okay. I can promise you at least that I wasn't trying to act, but what that was just genuine delusion. And I'm sorry that I let you guys down in the weights challenge when I lifted all those weights. I had that fire in me. I know that Jason looked it in my eyes and he saw the fire that I have. I can still bring that fire to your show. I can be quieter. I can shut up about myself. I can get the sleep I need now. I believe in myself, okay? Maybe it's not possible because of how serious the allegations I spat out were. And I'm sincerely sorry for that. I was scared, hallucinating, sleepless, and I lashed out on the people that deserved it the least. I am a narcissist, and I want to improve. I want to give other people the time to talk too. And I want to get a healthy amount of sleep, and I think I can do it. Especially the doghouse, I think that was actually really comfortable for me. And maybe if we got me some melatonin, even. Either way, I just want to tell you I'm sincerely sorry to you and Sam. There's no one I love most in the world than you and your team, and I mean that from the bottom of my heart. And I'm sorry I betrayed you guys when I wasn't feeling well. I would give anything to go back on your show and apologize and try to explain myself to your audience and to the housemates because I believe I truly can do this and I believe it truly will fix me if I can just keep on going. I know it's crazy because of the way I acted. And maybe people think I can't handle it, but if I just take my meds, get sleep, and stop talking so much. Okay, I only have two things to say. My first thing is a question. My second thing is explaining where I heard the conspiracy theory that I told you to. You're probably not allowed to talk to me. They're gonna tell you that I'm gonna try and manipulate you. I don't know if I should ask. When I was leaving the talk that me and Sam had with the letter after I left, he said something like, "Why does she have to be suicidal?" Do you know what he meant when he said that? My second thing is, I spend a lot of time on 4chan, and that's something you guys didn't know about me, but all the stuff I was saying, I think I got it from 4chan or from maybe a wool cow and stuff I was saying to you and Sam when I was yelling at you guys. I hope that Sam knows that I'm sorry. Even if my friends are telling me not to worry about you guys, but I don't care what they say, okay? I'm gonna be loyal to you. I know you don't believe me. They're gonna say that I'm manipulating you no matter what I say. So you don't have to believe me. In fact, it's safest for you if you don't, but I at least wanted you to hear that. And you don't have to talk to me anymore because that's all I ever wanted to say. I'm not gonna try and call you anymore. I don't want to get you in trouble. But the least you could do is pass on those two things. That's all I want you guys to hear. I don't even need an answer. But reason I thank you for not picking up. If I call, don't pick up from now on. I want you guys to know I could be a big asset to you guys. I know you can't believe me, but if there's any way I could prove to you, I'll do whatever it takes. The stuff I said, it's like I was parroting exactly what someone else told me. When I look back on it, I wasn't in the right state of mind. I was having a psychotic break. I was looking at the internet on that airplane. All of that combined, it made me crazy, and I'm sorry that it led to something so ugly as me accusing Sam of something he never would do. I know that you can't believe me no matter what I say, but I really think that I could, if there's anything I can do to help you, I mean it. I'll go against what my family wants. But I think it's the only way. And also, please let Sam listen to the messages if you can. Please. It's not about. Jet's not, like, coddling me. He's not letting me talk to him. I'm only saying this because I feel like I have to say it. But I think this is the only way, guys. If I can work with you. Okay, that's all I have to say for now. I'm gonna stop calling because I know you can't believe me. Thank you for not picking up. I want to make it really clear. Just don't pick up any of my messages no matter what I say, because anything I could say could be manipulative, and even I wouldn't know it. Even what I'm saying right now, it could be me manipulating you guys, and I couldn't. It's hard for me to tell. But I just want to clarify what I meant when I said I could help. What I meant when I said it's the only way. Maybe this is kind of manipulative, I'm sorry, but maybe if you let me back as a freeloader, and I could try to, by being happy and stuff, do you know what I mean? If you do, then you do. If you don't, then you don't. Please let the whole team listen to my messages. Please let you have my consent. All of you have my consent to listen to my voicemails. All of the staff. None of the contestants, but all of the staff have my consent. Thank you, goodbye. Hey, thanks for not picking up. Please don't pick up any of my calls no matter what I say. I just realized maybe a reason you don't want me to come back on the show is because you think I'm not stable enough. I forgot to say, but make sure you guys are deleting my voicemails after you get them, please, so that nobody figures out that I left them. I haven't told my brother a lot. I haven't told Remy a lot. I tried to, but she didn't believe me last night, so then I stopped, okay? My brother is suspicious about the hospital, but he can be convinced that I'm okay. I don't think he can be convinced that I'm not sane right now. I think maybe you guys will try to go the route of maybe institutionalization. Being institutionalized is really scary for me, honestly, because of my past trauma, so I really don't want you guys to do that. If you're going to do that, I would rather, you know. Overall, it's not me trying to be manipulative, but I do think that the easiest way around this for everyone is going to be if you coach me behind the scenes, let me back on the show. I come on as a freeloader for a while. You can kick me off whenever after that point, and after that point, I'm yours. I haven't called my family since I've been calling you guys today to prove my loyalty. I don't know how else I can prove it, but if you can think of anything, please let me know. The only thing I want to do right now is prove that I can be loyal to you guys again. And I'm sorry that I spilled all that stuff. I honestly didn't think it was true when I said it. I think I read it online on 4chan. Maybe, I can't even remember right now where I read it, but I definitely read all of that somewhere. Please let me back on the show, please. I know that it looks bad for you guys, but I swear I can act chill. I know I can do this. I think you guys know too. You guys know that I can do it. You remember how I said all I wanted to do was work for you? I'm not lying when I say that hasn't changed. Listen to me. I'm not crying. I'm not even hyperventilating. So, this is what I was warning you guys about. I'm talking in the basement. I told you, you don't realize the position you're in. This is what I meant. Now look at you. You're confused. Don't know what to do. You have three options. Number one, you're going to institutionalize me. That's fine. I've been institutionalized before. Eventually I'll get out. Number two, you can kill me. I guess, if you want. Number three, you could let me be a freeloader on your show, which is what I've been told by Remy and Shane. Your audience wants that anyways. Now, if you don't let me back on your show, it makes less sense. So I hope you make the right choice. Whatever you choose is fine with me. But It never had to get to this point. I tried to warn you guys, but you couldn't hear me when I was warning you. This is exactly what I was talking about. The entire time. I'm not kidding. I knew. So, hope you choose correctly. It would be really fun for me to be back on the show, and I think the fans would love it. If you could tell me whether or not that guy got fired, that would be cool too, because I think he should be fired. Let's just stop playing games. Call me back. Okay, so if you guys don't let me know in the next hour, I'm gonna start calling my family again. I haven't called my family since before I realized for sure. So until you guys tell me that I'm back on the show, I won't call them. But if you tell me I'm not on the show in an hour, I will call my family. I don't want to make you scared. I don't want to threaten you. This is the only way. Unless you can think of something that's going to look better for you. I'm trying to look out for you guys, even if you think I'm manipulating you. The only person who tipped me off was the guy who held me down and touched my boobs. Everyone else was very convincing. The nurses are really nice. They're giving me no reason to believe that they're fake. However, because of the guy, I won't change my mind. That's why I think you should really consider having me on the show so I can help you guys make this right. Think about this. Look at how many people already saw the footage of me. How are you going to get it all down? What's the only way out of this? It's to have me on the show. And I can reassure. Once you have me on, I can reassure Remy and Shane that I'm okay. They're gonna be mad, but I'm okay with them being mad at me as long as I can be on the show. Think about it, please. I'm begging you. It's the only way. I didn't know what this was. It was easily found online. Think about this. I'm the only person who can clear your name, and I want to do it. You can test me however you want when you get here. Also, yeah, I'm assuming you're gonna come here in an hour. Please come. I know you guys are busy, but please, one of you at least. You've got a pretty big team. Even if Sam himself can't come. Thank you for listening. I'm not trying to piss you guys off, I promise, but you fucked up. Whoever that guy was, he fucked up. You need to fire him. Or let me have a swing at him, because I'm pretty mad at him, honestly. Do I sound upset? Do I sound crazy? Nobody's gonna believe I'm crazy. Please. Okay, it's 9:41. Do you guys understand what I was saying the whole time now? I was begging for you to understand me in the basement. I was never crazy. All of this. You guys are in trouble. People are starting to figure it out. And I don't want Please have one of your men come here. Any of them, even if it's someone I haven't met before. I want to be on the show. What I mean is, I'm going to be on the show as a freeloader. I'm not going to earn any money. And after I get kicked off, I have no control over what will happen to me. I can sign a contract again. I can do whatever you need me to do, but this is what I was talking about the entire time. This stuff? Look at me, I'm not that smart. Do you think I could have figured all of it out on my own? People know. I'm on 4chan, I'm on Locale, I'm on... I don't know what else I'm on. It's literally... doesn't that scare you? I want to help you. If you don't let me help you, then I don't know what's going to happen to you guys. But people, this is your lot. I don't think people are... It's me. Even if you make bot accounts, people have a soft spot for me. And I could help you, or I could break you, and I don't want to break you. And you can believe me, or you can disbelieve me. Now, I really need one of your men to come to hospital in, I think, Rhode Island. My name is Summer Pelkey. If you ask them at the gate, they should be able to take you to my room. Okay, that's the last message I'm going to send. I think it's 9:44. So please make the right choice. Even though you're not answering, I still trust you. Even though no one told me what go on, I still trust you. Even though I might not be alive after this, I still trust you. Even if I can't change what I know, I still trust you. My brother and Remy are going to be really mad at me if they see me on the show, but I can convince them. I can convince them that I really wanted to be on, and it's going to be easy for them to believe because, don't you remember, it was my biggest dream to be on the show? It's 9:54. If one of your men is coming, please hurry. I'm going to give you guys 10 more minutes. So, instead of 10, let's say 10:10 a.m., I still trust you. I don't know how else I can prove it. This is the last time I'm going to call because I know I'm annoying you. I know it's pissing you off. I don't want to piss you off, I promise. This is the last time I'm going to call you. I'm going to give you until 10:10 and to send one of your men to come talk to me here. Listen, obviously I don't want to die. But if that's what we have to do, I really did only ever want to work for you. If you could help someone, I think you know where I am. If you could have someone come to Kent Hospital and talk to me from your team, please. I think we're at a standstill right now. So I'll repeat myself. I'm going to be a freeloader on the show. Or you're going to have to kill me. But if you do that, people will know that it was you. My brother knows I'm in here. My roommate knows I'm here. So please don't. Please just let me work for you. I'm begging you. It's 10:01. I'm giving you 10:10 until I call someone from my family. Of course I'm scared. I know I said I didn't want you to pick up, but I do want you to pick up now. It's almost 10:10. If you want me to give you 5 more minutes, I can. I need you guys to pick up when I call. If you don't, I'm going to call my brother. The only people I feel safe talking with is anyone on Sam's team. If I don't talk to one of them, I don't talk to anybody. I'm sorry. I am sorry for what it's worth, because I know you're stressed, and I know you're scared, and I'm scared too. And I don't want to scare people anymore. I don't want people to feel like they're going to be in trouble. The only person who should be in trouble is the man who apprehended me. The man who held me down. He took off my clothes and he grabbed my boobs and he held me down. He had glasses. That's the only person who should get in trouble. Now, it's 10:10. The next time I call, please answer. I'm begging you. I don't understand. Do you think I'm some kind of criminal mastermind? I'm not. I barely passed high school. Like, honestly, I was truant. I barely passed. The only reason I passed high school is because I worked hard my senior year, but even then I barely passed. You need to listen to me. I'm trying to help you. I don't care if you don't believe me. I love you guys. It's not going to change. Even now. But if you guys don't answer me, if it doesn't become clear what's going to happen to me, then I'm going to lose my trust in you. And I'm not going to trust you forever if you don't answer me. I'm not a bad person. I'm not trying to manipulate you. I mean, obviously everybody's manipulative to an extent. Sometimes you have to be to save your life. Do you think that means I have bad ill will towards you? Do you think I was lying when I told you that I was your biggest fan? I wasn't. All my friends tell me not to be your fans. All of them tell me I don't listen to them. You need to answer me. I know you're listening to all of my voicemails. You guys, you need my help if you want to keep it going. And I would help you if it meant I could save my life. But if it doesn't, then I don't care about my life. I don't care if you believe me or not. Now, I need one of you that I recognize. Come to Kent Hospital. 10:18. I originally told you 10. At 10:20, I have two things to say. Number one, every time that you don't answer me, the less I believe you, the less I trust you. Number two, you realize you taught me all of this yourself, right? Do you think I wasn't listening when I was playing the game? You guys all taught me how to do this. I don't understand why you're upset now. The entire game you were teaching me. Please pick up next time I call you, please.
I'm so sorry. To all of you, I was wrong. I'm sorry. Please delete all my voicemails. It's okay if you can never talk to me again, but I hope you guys know I love you. I hope one day I could work with you guys. Sam, I love you. Chris, Ben, Jet especially, I love you. I know you might think I'm being manipulative or that I'm trying to get something out of you. I understand if you can never talk to me again. I want my last message to all of you. I love all of you. My emotions are hard to deal with. I'm childish. I age regress. I'm stupid. I fall in love with people too easily. I idolize people I shouldn't, but I still love you guys. Jet, I had a crush on you the whole time. I might as well tell you, I'm never going to see you again. People think I'm like a whore, but I don't care anymore. I love you all so much, and I hope the show goes well. I'm sorry I gave you so much trouble. Whatever people say about me, I hope you know that they're wrong. I've tried so hard to be genuine. I just don't know what's real and what's not. Okay, I'm gonna stop this last time. I'll talk to you guys, I'm sure. Okay, this is so cringe, but Jet, I love you. Okay, I love all of you guys. Be strong. Do the show well. I hope Shinji wins, or Jimmy, or Daily. Okay, I'm never gonna call again. Okay, I love you guys so much.
Hi, this is Vaughn Oil Company calling about getting you a delivery to Abbott Valley View Drive. It is gonna be a while. The driver is on the route. So I wasn't sure if you wanted to go someplace else to get warm and we could call you. Please let us know. Our number is and we're open Monday through Friday, 8 to 4. Thank you.
Yeah, good morning. This is Bob Montgomery with Yardstick and RI Firewood. Just want to let you know they're loading your wood now. It should probably be within an hour that it's going to be out at your place. You can call me back. I'm going to give you my cell phone number because I'm out at the yard. And that is. Thank you.
Yeah, it's Ben. Just got your text. Yeah, I'm home, but I broke my phone during the trip, so I can't text or use it. I'm planning on getting it fixed tomorrow morning. At the Province Place Mall, I'm gonna do a little Christmas shopping while my phone's getting fixed, and then we'll have to rendezvous at some point and get a status report. But if you need to get in touch with me urgently, then just give me a call because my phone won't be fixed until tomorrow morning. But yeah, I'm excited to see you and catch up on fish tank shit. But yeah, hope this voicemail reaches you. Okay. All right. Have a good night, man. Bye.
Good. Done. Back in communication. My phone is fixed. Currently out Christmas shopping. We'll rendezvous tomorrow regarding episode 9. But we should probably talk today at some point. So give me a call when you get this message. All right. Goodbye. Cool.
Hey, Jack, give me a call when you get a chance. I was going to see what time you want to live stream tomorrow. The females, they should be getting here roughly around 1 to noon tomorrow. And always just let me know what time you want to do. I'm going to walk around it. I'm getting the thumbnail ready now with you in it and the chicks in it and Nick's in it. Just get back to me as soon as possible. Let me know what you're able to do. And I will set the stream for that time. Peace.
I get Deborah from Firestone just giving you an update on your Chrysler. He can put that battery in for you. He did get the trunk out. Today would be $58 to have it done. And he's just recommending a couple of other things. It looks like on your dash your oil change is due. You could use an alignment. And your serpentine belt could use a replacing. Just give me a call. Let me know if you want him to take care of any of that today. Thanks. Bye.